Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. Quick update on the NFL. Jacksonville's up 14-3 after Travis Etienne just scored the second touchdown of the game for the Jags. And Rob, the Saints, their defense has got to be frustrated to no end with their offense because their defense is getting them field goal position. They recovered, well, special teams recovered a botched punt.
And they got no points.
And they can't score. Derek Carr has 5 touchdowns this year in 6.5 games.
That's ridiculous.
In a quarter games. And they just, I mean, it is ridiculous. Dennis Allen doing a great job with the defense, but they need some type of offensive injection.
You got to do something right.
New OC right. Or something. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
They got a pretty good team. I mean, the defense is great. And they got receivers.
But you
got
to be able to score as well. And, Chris, the update, it looked like Houston was going to jump all over the Rangers and blow this thing open. It was 3-0, and the Rangers have come back. It's 3-2. They got the tying run on second. 2 outs. It's only the second inning. So this is the ball game. And they weathered the storm. They could have been buried in that first inning. Gave up 5
absolutely
hits.
Yep. And we are the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're in the final stretch for you to get tickets to horse racing's biggest moment of the year. The world's best are headed to Santa Anita for the Breeders' Cup World Championships November 3rd and 4th. The countdown begins now. Get your tickets today at BreedersCup.com. Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia is up at the bottom of the hour first. Let's go to the NFL. And Rob, the Miami Dolphins, obviously one of the biggest stories of the year. And we people knew they would be good, but the way they're doing it, they lead the league in scoring, averaging 37 a game. And obviously they put 70.
They'll always be known for that, Chris.
They're going to be remembered? Yeah, right.
That is one of those.
They're going to be remembered for that.
Right. That is one of those moments, and they'll remember what
it's like Kobe's 81 or something like that.
When you talk about Tua's career, he put up 70.
Well, you brought up Tua, and Tua is the front runner for the MVP right now with the odds. He's got a little lead over Patrick Mahomes, and the dude is leading the league in everything. TDs, he's tied with Kirk Cousins at 14, but his team, unlike Cousins, is winning. He leads the league in yards per game, over 312 a game. Yards per attempt, almost at 10, which is ludicrous. And he leads the league in passer rating at 114.1. Oh, and by the way, he's completing 71% of his
which
passes.
Which is just
it's crazy. I mean, look, they throw a lot of much shorter passes today. And
still got to make them.
You know, check downs and stuff. But still, 71%. He's one of only two guys over 70%. The other, Josh Allen, believe it or not. So, yeah, he should get credit big time for that. I guess, yeah. But he was his coach, Mike McDaniel, who's done a great job with the Dolphins, particularly offensively. He was asked, was that today, Rob G, or yesterday? Yesterday, if Tua is a system quarterback, here's what he said.
There are some folks who believe that many quarterbacks in this scheme, with you as the coach, with Tyreek and Jalen, maybe even many, many quarterbacks, would excel, would flourish, would be near the top of the passer rater leading MVP candidate. What, if any, pushback is there relative to, hold on. Tua is a little different.
About to push this podium over. My answer to that would be, who the F cares? Because it is a team. We're working together. And I know one thing. I've coached stuff a long time. I haven't seen people do what our guys do.
Chris, I love that. I'm going to push this podium over. You know what I mean?
He's
like, are you kidding? And the other thing, too, I don't know who that was asking the question. Can you stop beating around the bush and just get to the question? It's Tua system quarterback. You used like 50 words, Chris, to get to that, right? He didn't want to come out and say it straight up. That's what he could have asked. Right. Is he a system quarterback? And if you put any quarterback in your system, can they do what he's done? Period. You know what I mean?
Well, what do you think? What are your thoughts on Tua? Do you think he's getting enough credit?
I think he should just get credit. I mean, everybody's got to play. That's what coaches do, Chris. They develop a system and an offense. That's why we talk about how important coaching is in the NFL, more so than any other sport, because it's an identity. What is it that we do? But they can draw plays, Chris. Everybody can't make them. You know, like, it's not that easy. I wish it was. I get it. There's a formula. There's something you want done. You got to have the right touch. You got to, be able to do some of these things, make the right throws, make the right reads in those situations. So all I'm saying is you got to give the quarterback some credit, and you can't say that anybody could be doing that, because ain't nobody scoring those 70 points in a long time. I don't care what system they've been in.
I think that Tua is getting enough credit. I know there are doubters. That writer spelled it out. Some people think you could throw any good quarterback in that situation and they would be doing what Tua's doing. But for all those that feel that way, Rob, guess who's the leading MVP candidate? Tua. And I don't know how much more credit you can get than
I agree
to
with
be
that.
The leading
they're,
MVP
they're not
candidate,
discounting
right?
Him, right, they're not discounting him at all.
And so, now I will say this. To Mike McDaniel, and we joke about him because he's, he said he doesn't know, is he black, is he white? I don't know.
He's a human being, Chris. That's what he told us. Thanks for telling us. He's a human being. Thank you. Dude, I mean,
but
what a cop-out. I would have said if I was at the press conference, what a cop-out. We're all human beings. That's not what we're asking you.
Whatever you think of him in that regard, though, the dude is a heck of an offensive coach. I mean, incredible. Rob, they're running back Achan that just went out. Dude was averaging 12 yards a carry. And I'm not giving all that credit to McDaniel, but I'm just saying he and Raheem Mostert, who's still healthy, I mean, their run game is nearly as prolific as their passing game. And so he's got a great offensive designer and play caller, and Mike McDaniel, the head coach. He's got not one. He don't have a great number one receiver. He's got two number one receivers because Jalen Waddle is the truth, right? And he's the second guy.
Right.
Tyreek Hill is out of this world. I mean, Tyreek, I said it, Rob, and I'm standing by it. And they're obviously very different styles of play, very different sizes. But he reminds me of Randy Moss. Mm. It's like a cheat. Moss, because of his speed and his height.
That's high
was
praise.
Just, right? It was just like, well, I can't do nothing with this guy. And Tyreek, because of his speed, you can't do anything with him. Rob, he is on pace. Now, we'll see if he keeps it up. But he is on pace to obliterate the single season receiving yardage record. Nobody's ever gone on 2,000. He's on pace to go 2,300. Now, there's an extra game, but even take that game out, he still would be at 2,150 or something like that. He's averaging 135 receiving yards a game, which is more than anyone has in the history of the league. He leads the league in yards after catch. Like, dude, the dude is ridiculous. I think he's their best player. I mean, I don't know that he get the MVP. He's obviously not even in the top five or maybe even top eight or nine in terms of the odds. I think right now Tua would be the MVP and Tyreek would be offensive player of the year. But you've got those two. You've got the run game. You've got McDaniel. So he has a ton. And let me read you these numbers, Rob. And again, I'm not trying to take anything from Tua, but I'm just saying because he's still being viewed as the MVP, he's getting his credit, but we do have to keep everything real and let you know what is totally going on. His career, Rob, before Tyreek Hill got there last season, Tua threw for 194 yards a game. Since then, 285 a game. He averaged 6.5 yards per pass attempt. Since Tyreek got there, 9.1. He threw 27 touchdowns with 15 picks before Tyreek, 39 touchdowns, 13 picks since Tyreek. Passer rating of 88.8 before Tyreek, 108.3 since Tyreek. So, I mean, Tyreek
can I say this
crazy.
Too? And Chris, yeah. Those are all fair. All of that is fair. But sometimes guys get talented players and they can't utilize them correctly. That's what a good quarterback, you know what I mean? Like he's taking advantage of what's been given right to him. And that's what you're supposed to do when they put weapons around you. It would be the thing if you got those weapons, Chris, and you're still doing what you were doing. Nah, that's on you. You got weapons.
No, he's capitalizing. And we've said that before. What did DeAndre Hopkins do for Kyler Murray? What did Stephon Diggs do for Josh Allen? We've still been waiting to see Lamar get that guy, right? So I'm with you on that. I'm not trying to take anything away from Tua. What I will say is this. And I would vote for him MVP right now. Although I'd be thinking about Tyreek. I'm not going to lie. But I'm not sure if, and it may never matter. Heck, you stay in this system with these guys for long enough, it ain't going to matter. But like a Patrick Mahomes, Mahomes is historic, you know. Or Josh Allen, though. Like certain guys, I just feel like from what I see with my eyes, would be great anywhere. I'm not certain of that with Tua. I'm not. I think he's great here, and he might win an MVP. But I'm not certain you put him anywhere, and he would be awesome. I think Joe Burrow, you could throw him in there as well.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that he couldn't play well. I mean, obviously his pedigree where he played college football, what he was able to do there. Of course, he had a great coach there. So I'm going to say I'd have to see him go somewhere else and not play well.
I'm not saying that
no,
either.
I'm just,
yeah,
I,
that
I
he
know,
can.
Like, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I would have
I'm
to
not
see that.
Certain.
Right. For me to feel anything other from him.
And that's some all. Of it might be, some of my feeling might be because he's been so injured. And his career, Rob, has been really disjointed because he's been hurt so much. Right. And even early in his career, they were throwing in, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know what I mean? Like, he,
and you remember
it
we were like, it was ridiculous,
clean,
right?
Right. So that might be some of it. But look, bottom line is he's having a phenomenal year this year and on pace right now to win an MVP. But they got a tough game this week. I can't wait to see him against Philly. Rob, did you know this about Miami? The combined records of the teams they've beaten is 5-18.
Wow.
Four of their victims, they've won five, but four of them have one win or fewer, which Carolina's winless.
And how many of their wins? Most of,
and the one team they played that was good blew them to bits, right. Buffalo.
But they are all their, they don't have like four road wins, too. Like a lot of their games have been on the road so far this year. I do want to say this, Chris, update. Corey Seager has just homered, a solo home run to center field. Chris is tied 3-3 in the third inning. So they were down 3-0. The Rangers have fought all the way back to tie it. What a year, what a pickup Corey Seager's been.
No, he's had a nice year for them for sure. Yeah, two of their wins on the road, Rob. They beat the Chargers and the Patriots.
First two, right? Was it the first two of the season?
Yeah, yeah. Then the other wins have been at home, okay. And then they were blown out by the Bills in Buffalo. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Rob and myself, 877-996-6369. Tua, does he get enough credit for the accomplishments he has this season so far? And or do you think he is a system quarterback? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob next on the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. The iCouple here for you. Test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100. Use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match. Up to $100 today. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on Tua. Is he as good as he looks? Or just a system QB? Your thoughts.
Tristan in Illinois on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a TV theme song Thursday. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I'm a longtime YouTube watcher. This is my first time hearing you guys on the radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, my man.
Yeah, I just want to say... I think most quarterbacks in the league are system quarterbacks. I mean, you got about, I'd say, three elite guys that no matter where you put them, they'd have success. Just look at Jared Goff and Detroit. Like, how many quarterbacks could go there and have the same level of success? I think there's probably, like, 10 of them.
I think that's too bad of a statement, to be honest.
Yeah, there's
I
a system
there are only
that
a couple
most,
of guys
yeah.
that – there are only a small number of guys that would go anywhere and be great. And then there's, you know, guys that are good, no doubt. But, I mean, Rob, you know, I think he's the GOAT. And I do think Brady, you know, should get more credit for that dynasty than Belichick. But if Brady hadn't had Belichick early in his career and Belichick take, you know, that chance on him and those defenses, who knows where that would have went.
Yep, you do not know. Alex in New Mexico, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, guys? I've listened to you a few times, so I don't really get to hear you guys very often, but love your takes. As far as Tua goes, he's probably, I would lean towards he's more of a system quarterback, but I do think he's still really good because at the same time, what happened after he got injured with the Dolphins? You know what I mean?
No, that's a great call. I think he's 27-16 as a starter there. And without him there, they're 7-9, like when he's been injured. And so there's something to him. There's no doubt about that. There's something to him because he wins.
He wins so far, yeah.
And not just anybody there would do, yeah.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
What's going on? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I think Tua does deserve a little bit more credit in terms of the Miami Dolphins' high-powered offense based on the fact, you know, it's timing and it's accuracy, you know, and that's what Tua specializes in. I think that's why he ended up going ahead of Justin Herbert in the draft. I mean, not that you can, you know, there's a huge difference, but he's not one of these. And Justin Herbert, 6'4", big wingspan, you know what I mean, just this hulking figure. Tua's he's one of these guys that, you know, like this point guard on the floor. Chris, you would remember years ago Charlie Ward, who at Florida State, you know.
What do you mean? I don't remember Charlie Ward?
Rob, I apologize.
I covered Charlie Ward when he was with the Knicks. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, Andre, okay. I don't know if you heard on our show, but remember, Rob, we've had Tony Dungy on, and he said that he thinks Charlie Ward could have been another Peyton Manning.
Right. He thought that they really – did a disservice, you know, to him,
right,
as a football player.
Black quarterbacks weren't getting the opportunities back then. Yeah.
100%, you know, and you look at, you know, going all the way back to Doug Williams, you know, and the theory back then, the Randall Cunningham, so on and forth. But again, back to Tua, I just feel like his skill set, just because he's not this freakish athlete, the IQ and the accuracy can't be understated, and that's a big part of the Miami Dolphins offense in Mike McDaniel's system. And we see what Brock Purdy, let's just be clear, Tua is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy. It's just if you have those abilities in that system, you're going to flourish. Thanks for taking the call.
No doubt. Thank you. Do we have time for one more? Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, okay. So Chris kind of put me in a bad mood with that Tom Brady comment, so I'm going to let it go. Okay. Chris, like, it really pissed me off. Okay, whatever.
That's a conversation for another day.
That's right.
So I think he's somewhere in the middle. Like, I think he's better than a system quarterback, but he's not as good as the stats indicate. And, like, what I mean by that is he's playing way better than a guy like Lamar Jackson. But if I was starting a team, I would take Lamar, and it's not even close. So that's what I mean when I say, like, he's not as good as the stats indicate. So, like, when I think of a system quarterback,
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
well,
I just
Brock.
Think,
it remains to be seen what Brock is. Right. I don't know. We know he's good in that system,
But we're not convinced yet.
It's questions out about him, and kind of like Tua. I mean, Tua is ahead of him, obviously, but it's somewhat similar, I guess. But he's got a much better pedigree than than Brock.
Yeah, that's the big thing, Chris, is that he played at a high level.
It don't mean everything.
But he played at a high level at a major college. You know what I'm saying? Right. At a major program. That's all.
Right. All right, it's the Odd Couple. Tyshirt's Tower is around the corner, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. That segment proves you gotta like sports to work in sports media. Star of this segment, the man, the myth, the legend, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Check out his new ink. It's on Instagram. He got it for free because he knows a guy.
Wait a minute.
Oh, he got new ink?
He's got
Alex Tyshirt.
Alex has so much ink. I might think he's black if I'm just looking at his arms. Wow. I'm just saying.
Rob, can I use a line finally that you like to use?
What's that?
Every Friday's Black Friday.
That's right.
He's about to get an application for MLB Bro. I could feel it.
I'm almost there.
I could feel it.
I told you. You're the Jackie Robinson of MLB Bro.
That's all I wanted to be. And all I can say is, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your dreams be dreams. I'm in sports and I don't even watch sports. So there we go.
All right, guys, let's get to it. In honor of Chris Broussard's seventh hometown, New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
All of these questions.
My parents met there.
See?
Look at
New Orleans. Not to be confused with Cincinnati or Cleveland or any other state or city.
Or Des Moines, Iowa, Syracuse.
You know, when Iowa Sam is here, all of a sudden, yeah, you know I grew up in Iowa. You know, me and Sam.
I never said grew up. Two and a half years.
You and Iowa, I mean, if I close my eyes, I can't tell one guy from the other.
All right, guys.
Hey, I actually had good times in Iowa.
All of these questions are related.
You mean being chased home by corn thrown at you with that
right,
fun?
Exactly.
I had good experiences there.
Okay.
Shout out to all my peoples in Iowa.
All of these questions are Saints themed. I flipped the coin during the update. Rob Parker gets question number one. Let's get to it. You already know the rules. Rob, former Saints receiver Joe Horn has one of the most memorable touchdown celebrations of all time. He famously pulled a blank.
How's he get to go first?
Out from under the goalpost.
Come on. If he don't get this one, just give me the double.
Alex, you ready?
Rob, I'm ready. Rob, you don't look ready.
Yes,
are you
ready?
Ready,
yeah, are you ready?
And will you quit writing signs?
I didn't write anything. All right, Alex, are you ready?
Yeah, hold up that iPad a little higher.
Tella?
Phone?
Wait,
that's against the rule.
No, it ain't.
Thank you, Rob G, for fighting.
No, finally showing the backbone of a commissioner. No.
Thank you.
That's not part of it because the answer is phone. The answer is phone, not
what's
telephone.
A telephone.
It's okay.
No.
The clue has to be a real word.
No. What?
That's not
a
real word.
Is not a real word.
It is too. What do you mean?
It's not. It's a
suffix. I'm looking up dictionary.com.
Look at Tella. Tella means combining.
Is it a suffix?
Only for telekinesis.
That's right.
Telephone.
But Tella.
No.
Tella works.
You're wrong. No. So do I get my turn? Do I get the 10 points?
No, Chris, you don't get the 10 points.
That's cheating, Rob. It's about time you got called on the carpet for your dirty pool.
It's Tella. That's fair.
You've been playing dirty pool since
Rob
the show's over.
I cannot believe it.
Thank you, Rob G.
You know the committee is fair.
Rob G showing backbone
up
here.
That's unfair, Rob.
That is unfair. Unbelievable.
I see in British it's a noun, right?
It is. Tella.
This ain't too bad
like
we're not in Britain.
Right.
Like Teletubbies.
My favorite part of this segment.
Tella's never alone. That's the thing. You never see Tella alone.
Is seeing Steve DeSager shake his head at all the shenanigans you guys try to pull in this game.
All I did, Steve, was I just said, Tella.
That's Rob, not me.
Alex.
So do I get the points?
No, are we moving on? We move on to level two.
Tella?
Come on.
All right, Chris.
Unbelievable.
For over 50 years, so many of the clues could have done.
Mr. Telephone.
The Saints have played their home games at the iconic Blank Dome.
Alex, you ready?
I don't know anymore. I thought I was. Me and Rob were trying.
I'm going to give you a real word.
Okay.
How about that?
This is unbelievable.
All right. Here we go, Alex.
Are we protesting, Rob?
Think.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Bowl?
Question again.
They play at the Blank Dome.
Bowl?
Bowl like B-O-W-L?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Bowl. Blank Dome. Bowl. What are you saying, Chris?
Dude, he just missed a Grand Slam home run.
Oh, my God.
See, Rob? Look at Rob just throwing Alex's thought process.
No, Alex, come on. Let's go. Ben Maller's up next. Come on. This is too long now. Let's go.
Bowl.
This is a defensive struggle right now.
It's ridiculous.
I'm being dumb.
No, you're not.
This is like watching Raiders.
You ridiculous, Alex.
No, I think you're just taking your time.
Not at all. Let's go.
And coming up with your best answer. I'm all for you taking your time.
Like the big old S on my chest. Super, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, boy.
You should have said
that's
cereal.
That's what I'm talking
I
about.
Thought cereal bowl too.
It's just cereal. That's yeah. what nobody thinks
he
Super
said
Bowl.
I would, oh, think, Alex I would did. Think cereal. Excuse me.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thank
Alex
you, Chris.
Did. Thank right. you, Alex. And I never called you ridiculous like some
I
people
I will remember that.
I didn't
Thank
call you.
You
ridiculous. I called you ridiculi.
All right, here we go.
Rob, I'll help you out more if I can get 30 for two.
Level
not 45
three,
for two.
Back to Rob. Rob, the Saints have one of the most rabid fan bases in the NFL. They refer to themselves as Blank Dat Nation.
Blank Dat Nation. That almost sounds like a whole saying right there.
All right. All right. Now, Alex, here we go.
Rob, I'm ready. Let's redeem ourselves
okay,
here.
Okay, this is real. This is right up your alley.
Okay.
This is what you're all about.
Hold okay. on, Rob. Okay. It's okay. one word. You don't get to describe it.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
You
it's
learn
who you
anything
are as
after
a person.
The first
Think
the
about
first
your
thing?
Past life.
Here we go.
Okay.
Doctor.
Ah.
Question again. Give me the question
clues.
Again.
They
question.
Refer to themselves as Blank Dat Nation.
Doctor.
That's such Doctor? A Rob Parker clue.
I know.
If Steve I was in the mind Sager, of a
you
Rob
would know
Parker,
this,
I would have got
Rob,
it.
Rob, we don't need to know who else
Steve,
would know it.
Steve, you would notice
now,
if you played.
That's cheating,
Doctor?
Rob.
Rob, what are you doing?
Jay?
That's the first Doctor? Thing that came to my mind.
I need more hand Jay? Movement. Give me more hands. Doctor. So I know there's like the movie Strange, but I don't know it's not that. So
it might be.
What's
Chris,
not?
Be quiet.
If it's a Rob Parker era, you're going with that
if
who,
he misses
right?
This.
Yeah.
Okay.
Doctor Who.
That's right.
How many hints did Rob throw up?
I didn't know any.
At
you know,
four.
I said the word who three different times
God.
When I was talking about your clue. All right. Next one over to Chris.
Doctor Who, you remember that show? That was
That's
a British show.
One,
defensive
yeah.
struggle.
It's like the
Sean
70s.
Payton, former Saints coach, suspended for a year by the NFL for his involvement in a pay-for-pain scheme that folks called Bounty
I like
Blank.
That.
All right, Alex, you ready?
Rob, you're going again?
Listen, Alex. Listen, Alex.
That doesn't sound anything like me, does it?
Take your time and think.
What am I, a moron? What is that?
I love how Rob
Alex, you ready? Or am I Herman Munster? What
no,
is that?
I'm right on
Not
the
Rob
money.
Doing
this
Rob.
Is like,
no.
Dead. He thought it was you, Rob. He was listening to me and thought it was you. All right, here we go, Alex. You think about earlier in the show what we were.
Is this Rob again? I thought
we
he was talked
about
hour two, segment three. Right there.
You remember right, the 23rd of August?
Here we go.
We're riding with the top down.
Spy.
Spy. Question again. Question.
The pay for pain scheme in New Orleans called Bounty Blank.
Spy.
Speaking of spy, I spy a baseball going over the outfield wall.
Abreu with a monster three-run home run.
Yeah, that was a he
agent.
Got all of that.
That is incorrect.
You said agent?
Yeah. Rob Parker with a chance to steal and the win because we are super late.
All right, here we go.
This is the lowest scoring game. This is a Big Ten basketball game.
Will you make sure he doesn't send any, like, index cards under
my
no,
phone's next
door.
To me, Rob. My
let's
phone's
go.
Next
All right,
to me.
Let's go.
Text Alex or
so
whatever.
So what was that terrible clue he just said? What was that?
Don't worry about my clue. If it was terrible,
spy.
Don't worry about it.
All right, here we go. All right, here we go. You know where my head is, right? Always. Okay, here we go.
Right.
Wait, what?
Oh, no, here we go.
Oh.
Is this really legal?
Star...
Oh, gosh. No.
Gate.
No. Yeah! He knows that movie.
And we have a repeat.
All right. Yeah, no, we'll
Rob
keep
Parker.
It locked. Fox
no,
Sports
what are you
Radio.
Talking about, Chris? We know
keep
my music.
Fox Sports Radio. Shekel City.
Gate, you watched that movie.
Me.
Come on.
Come on, Rob.
Rock.
That was a horrible clue.
No, it wasn't.
Comeback victory.
Stargate.
Untouchable, Rob. Remember, shop for less. 45 for two. We out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive will make things even easier for you. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob G, Tom Brady trying to buy into the Las Vegas Raiders. No surprise there, but something's up with the amount, right?
That is correct. Now, the owners' meeting took place this week, and one thing that was touched on was Tom Brady trying to buy a stake in the Raiders, and apparently they're not going for it because the Raiders are currently valued, because of the new stadium and all the new revenue there, at just over $5.7 billion. Tom Brady's trying to buy 10% of the team, which would cost $570 million. The problem is Mark Davis agreed to a backdoor deal where he'd only have to pay around $250 to $300, and the owners are not having it. They're not going to push it through.
I don't blame them. They're smart.
It's to be determined if he'll actually get a stake in the Raiders.
He should get a stake if he pays the full price.
The going rate.
That's ridiculous.
What is he trying to get a Chuck steak?
First of all, he's got
this
the
is
money
filet.
To do it. I mean, it's just, look, those owners are in this for the money. It's an investment. They don't. A lot of them don't make much year to year, Rob. They make their money in the appreciation of the franchise. And so I don't blame them for saying, nah, you got to, just like we paid what it was worth, you got to pay what
right.
it's worth.
Right. You can't undercut yourself. It doesn't make any sense. Right.
No doubt. No doubt. And Brady, nah, he should understand that.
When does that Fox money kick in? You know what I'm saying? 37 and a half?
Well, he starts, what, next year,
next year,
right?
Right.
If that's
going to
happen.
I'm sure they're going, yeah, we're cutting him a deal. He's got a $37.5 million deal to do football games.
Yeah, that's –
right?
No, nah, that they should – he should have to pay regular price. I don't blame the owners in this one. They doing the
Not
right
Not at
thing.
All. I mean, there's no discounts for anybody, Chris. No hometown discounts. This is their livelihood. This is their investments.
Right.
If you do that, you're going to cheapen the value of it. And they're going to be like, wait a minute, Brady got 10% and he only paid this. Your franchise can't be worth $5 billion. How? 10%?
I mean, if somebody in your neighborhood, if your next door neighbor's house is worth $500,000 and they decide to sell it for $150,000,
oh,
you're going
to
be happy?
No, you're going to be sick.
Because that's going to lower the value of your house. So, nah, come on. Brady should understand that. I'm sure he does. He's just trying to get a deal. I guess you can't blame him, but still, they are doing the right thing. No matter who you are, they got to stand pat.
It's business, Chris. That's what we always talk about. Like, there's certain things that are just business. These are the numbers. I don't know what else they could say to you. You know what I mean? Like, we can't do this.
Right.
Because
they're smart.
Yeah, because it affects everybody, right.
Yeah, and where no one owner can do that. You know what I mean?
No, that's
you can't. They all get a say in that, and that's how they protect their investment. So,
right, because you could have a rogue owner doing something crazy to try to hurt you.
Kraft might do that for him, you know, but they can stand up against that. So, I get what they're doing. No problem about it. All right. The Jaguars, Rob, up 17-6 on the Saints.
Another snoozer. What is
halftime.
This? My goodness.
And then baseball is in a break. What's the score?
7-4? 7-3? 7-3. They're down 4.
Astros swinging that bat, man.
Yep.
Woo.
And it's only the top of the fifth, so there's a ways to go. But a lot of baseball action left.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We are signing off, but keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. The fun does not end with us. It continues. You got Jason Smith and Mike Harmon next. And Alex, what do those brothers bring?
Absolute fire, CB.
Absolute fire. All right, so keep it locked. You won't be disappointed because they about to entertain you. All right, the Odd Couple, we out, y'all. Peace.
CBS, you soon.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.